Welcome to MIS. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode, we're going to be talking about IPAs, intelligent personal assistants. Specifically, we're going to be talking about one assistant known as Alexa from Amazon. We'll talk about some of the great features that Alexa has and some of the things you can do with it to make your life just a little bit easier. So let's get started. So there's several devices that you can use to use Alexa. Alexa is actually just the software behind some of the Amazon devices. A couple of the devices are the Amazon Echo, which is probably one of the more famous ones, and the Amazon Dot. The main difference between the Amazon Dot and the Amazon Echo is that the Echo is a little bit bigger and has better quality speakers, thus allowing you to play music a little bit better. And the Amazon Dot is really, the audio quality is much more restricted because the speakers are much smaller. But the underlying software is pretty much the same between both devices. They do need to be connected to the internet to work, and they would, you know, just via your home Wi-Fi. And after that, setup is relatively simple. To be clear, I do not own either of these devices, but I do think that the technology behind them is really cool. Let's go ahead and get started. Some of the audio I'm going to be playing for you is from a website called Lifehack. So let's get started. Let's start with music. The Amazon Echo, as I already described, has better speakers, but the Amazon Dot does allow you to connect additional speakers to it for better audio quality. With it, you can play Amazon Music, of course, or Spotify, or a number of other streaming audio services. So let's hear what it sounds like.
Alexa, play Tony's Got Hot Nuts.
Tony's Got Hot Nuts by Faye Richmond.
Tony bought himself a push cart, and he started out to sail. He was loaded down with peanuts, and here's what I heard him yell. I've got hot nuts, 10 cents a bag. I've got
Alexa,
hot
pause.
Nuts. I don't
Alexa,
like
pause.
So obviously it can play music. Some of the other things that Alexa can do is control your smart home. So if you have some smart home devices such as lighting or locks, Alexa can also control those things. You just need to make sure that whatever you purchase is compatible with Alexa, but there are a number of different smart home products on the market that Alexa can interface with and help you control your home. One of the other things Alexa can do is give you useful weather and news information. So if you wanted to get some local weather information, here's what it would sound like.
Alexa, what's the weather?
Currently, in Los Angeles, it's 69 degrees with clear skies. You can expect more of the same tonight, with a low of 56 degrees.
Alexa, what's the weather like in Poughkeepsie, New York?
Currently, in Poughkeepsie, New York, it's 46 degrees with cloudy skies. Tonight, you can look for showers and a low of 46 degrees.
Alexa is also capable of telling you local news, too. So let's hear a clip where Alexa reads out some of the local news.
Alexa, tell me the Daily Reporter news.
Thursday, August 20th, 2015, 21, 26 and 2 seconds, 0500. Summer reading program super successful. Thinking back on the two-month-long summer reading program, Spencer Public Library Executive Director Mandy Roberts said, "It went great. It's the best one we've had since I've been here," she said. In total, 1,018 people participated in the program, including 44 babies, 502 kids, 310 teens, and 162 adults. The response from the teen population, in particular, was compelling to Roberts. "I think the superhero theme really hit them," she said. "In response to that, we've changed the Doctor Who fan club to the Fandom fan club to draw those teens into the library more." Highlights of the summer included the Hometown Hero series, which included local heroes visiting the library.
Alexa, stop.
As you can hear, Alexa's just reading the audio, but the text is very clear. There's pauses for punctuation. All in all, it's really amazing to hear, go back through and read those stories back. A couple of other features that Alexa is capable of doing is you can create your own grocery list. So you can just say, Alexa, add milk to the grocery list. You can set timers. She can do simple math problems. She can also do conversions for home cooking, give you drink recipes, give you food recipes, and read out things on Wikipedia as well. And with all the different things on Wikipedia, you should pretty much have all the information you'd ever need. All in all, I think it's a great device. And for me, one of the things that I really love is audio. So the ability of Alexa to be able to give all of the information in an audible format, and that's one of the big sellers for me. Thanks to everyone who's been downloading the podcast. Your support's really been helpful, and it's been great. We've seen thousands of downloads these last few weeks. Have a great day. This is Todd Wolfhurst for MIS.